Now, when you walk into the ring for the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good evening, everybody out there. You're listening to Blood River Radio. That's right. You're listening to Blood River Radio, the hottest radio show in the land, bar none. It is November the 2nd in the year of our Lord, 2019, and me and Lee, we have taken it on the road again. People, as you well know, last weekend we were at the 15th anniversary celebration of the political cesspool. We helped James Edwards and Sam Bushman carry that off. We're all blood brothers. You know, if you'll read our website and listen to us talk, we have promised to get out from under the microphone and take our show on the road. We promised to take it to the churches. We promised to take it to the universities. We promised to take it to the most important place of all, to the streets. We have been on the road. Like you say, last week we were in Memphis broadcasting the 15th anniversary. This week we are in Pottstown, Mississippi, with some of the most wonderful people in the world. I'm only going to tell you who's coming on next. It's going to be a surprise. You'll recognize his voice. He'll be able to tell you himself who he is. A couple of months ago, we were in Harrison, Arkansas, in the middle of the Ozark Mountains. Before that, we've been up at the Montgomery Bell, Tennessee, and we invaded a Bellevue Baptist Church back in the summer and got thrown out of there. So we have honored our agreement with you people. We said we were going to take it on the road, and we have. I'm going to dispense with the outline. We're going to have another dynamite show. It's another total surprise show like it was last week. But our special guest is going to come on, and he's going to open up the prayer. He's going to introduce himself, a brief introduction, and he's going to tell you, the real, we always go in prayer here, like our guest said, is Charlottesville. We didn't leave one step from that compound until our leader led us in prayer. Go ahead, special guest, and tell him who you are.
This is Michael Hill with the League of the South. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful day. We thank you for our compatriots, and we thank you for giving us the ability to serve you and to serve our people. We pray that you will continue to strengthen us, give us wisdom, give us courage, and in the end, Father, through the Lord Jesus Christ, give us victory. And we pray this in his holy and blessed name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Go ahead, Dr. Hills. This is your ballgame, fella.
Well, thank you, sir. I always enjoy being on your show, and I think I was on there last weekend, too.
We lit it up, son.
We lit it up. We lit it up, brother. We'll light it up again today.
We sure will.
We're over here in North Mississippi today because the League of the South has, over the past year and a half, taking on a new project. I think we might could call it the Civil Rights Pilgrimage Tour. And we ain't going there to celebrate either. We're going there basically to tell our enemies, those who pushed the Civil Rights Revolution on the South, 50, 60 years ago, that we're planning on taking these things back. And you certainly are not going to keep us out of territory that once belonged to the white man. The first time back in June of 2017, we went to the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma. We occupied that bridge, shut down traffic both ways. A few months later, we went to Central High School in Little Rock, Arkansas, and had our day there. And this afternoon, we went to the Emmett Till Memorial on the banks of the Tallahatchie River in North Mississippi, to drive home a point, and that is, you have this civil rights icon who is memorialized. Where are all of the memorials to all of the white men and women over the last 50 years who have been murdered, raped, and assaulted by Negroes. See, this is a one-sided thing. There has been a war on the streets against our people. And not just in the major cities, but these things go to rural areas too. I'll remind you of what happened to the young lady, white lady in Batesville, Mississippi, a couple of years ago. So there's nowhere our people can't go without being attacked by feral Negroes. And we just wanted to go to the Emmett Till Memorial today and take our flags. And it was not a big group of us. We did a streamlined version of this where we could go in and out in a hurry. And we were looked like in the middle of Zimbabwe, although it looked more primitive to me than that. But we were probably the only white people in a radius of at least 50 miles. And we were out in the middle of nowhere. But we went. We had our flags. We had our people. And we took a stand there at that Emmett Till Memorial just to make that point that I mentioned earlier. Where are all the memorials to the white victims of black crime that's pervaded this nation for the last half century? And we want to bring attention to things like this, because you only get one side of this story from the mainstream Jew-dominated media. Amen. And we are going to go to more places in the future. And this is going to be something, God willing, that we're going to do. Point up the fact that what our people are being given is, as I said, a one-sided story. And it's a lie. It's a lie. Our people are made out to be be oppressors. And every non-white out there, including Jews, are made to be the poor victims. Well, the thing is that this is our country, and we're going to turn it into white man's land again. And this is simply us going out and trying to do some things that will reinvigorate our people and give them something to be proud of, that we can go to a place like the Selma Bridge, the Edmund Pettus Bridge, or Little Rock Central High School, or the Emmett Till Memorial, or God knows where next, and say, this is our land, and we are going to tell the story of our history, not you. The narrative belongs to us, not you.
People, I'd like to remind you that this is not an ordinary human speaking to you. This man has a PhD in history. He taught history, I think, University of Alabama, and he's a highly educated man, highly principled man, highly moral man. I've known him not too many years, but I'll tell you what, his qualifications are exceeded by none. And we also have some other League of the Southers here we'll bring on shortly after. I would like to add to what Dr. Hill said. Besides, where are all our statues? Well, I'll tell you, they're being torn down. But I would like to ask, where, pray tell, are all the other men, Dr. Hill? Where are the men supporting, for instance, Dr. Hill? And I'll also like to mention, just in case Dr. Hill forgets, Dr. Hill and his chief of staff, Michael Tubbs, are going to be summoned to the Zulog, the Zions. I hear the music. We come back. I'm going to talk about what Dr. Hill and Michael Tubbs have to go through into the Gulag. That's what I was trying to think of. We'll be right back. Hold on, people. Don't move. We'll be right back.
As you all know, Roe versus Wade has resulted in some of the most permissive abortion laws anywhere in the world. For example, in the United States, it's one of only 7 countries to allow elective late-term abortions, along with China, North Korea, and others. Right now, in a number of states, the laws allow a baby to be born from his or her mother's womb in the 9th month. It is wrong. It has to change. Americans are more and more pro-life. You see that all the time. In fact, only 12% of Americans support abortion on demand at any time. Under my administration, we will always defend the very first right in the Declaration of Independence, and that is the right to life.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
People, you've probably heard me say this a million times, but you may be hearing me say it another million times. That little piece of music was picked out by my beloved little co-host, Mike Goodwin. Matt Goodwin, excuse me. I'm really excited. Anytime I go on the road with a bunch of my brothers, I get really excited. Anyway, I'm going to shut my mouth up, and we're getting ready to go. What I tell you about, Dr. Hill, his chief of staff, Michael Tubbs, are going to be dragged into the Zog Gulag court in Charlottesville. God only knows when. What they're going to do, they're going to play the Zog, the Beast. They're going to play with our brothers here and just probably summon them in the minute's notice. But they're going to need, listen, they need, if you've got pro bono lawyers, we already have a good lawyer, I think Michael Hill said, Dr. Hill said, but we need money, people. Like Dr. Hill said, money can buy justice, but I mean, it takes money to go back and forth, et cetera, et cetera. But Dr. Hill's going to come on, and he's going to fill you in more on the needs, what he needs, than I can. And he's also going to tell you how to send money if you can. I mean, any amount will help. Take it away, Brother Hill.
All right. We are involved in a lawsuit, more than one, actually, but one that more than likely will be tried in the summer of 2020. We don't know exactly when yet, but that's the most likely scenario. This stems, of course, from what happened on the 12th of August, 2017, when there were basically, you know, street fights between us and the communists in Charlottesville, and the cops, both local and state, stood back and let it all happen. And then we get sued. So my chief of staff, Michael Tubbs, and I are named personally in the lawsuit, along with the League of the South and 20-something other defendants. And we don't think that we can get real justice in Charlottesville, but we have to fight this. Look, a lot of people want to help, and we are on the front lines of this fight right now, and it just happens in this iteration of the fight, it's in the law courts, not a place that we really would like for it to be, but by God's ordination, it is there, and that's where we find ourselves fighting right now. If you want to help, and we don't mind standing on the front lines for you, and I can tell you this, when Mike Tubbs and I set foot in Charlottesville, whenever it may be, our lives are going to be in danger. There's just no doubt about that. We will have some protection, but we will be walking into a city that is extremely hostile to us, and we have no choice about it. We have to be there, and we probably have to be there for an extended period. And we need some support. We not only need to know that you are thinking about us and praying for us, and we certainly appreciate both of those things, but we want you to help us. We want you to help us with your financial support right now. And there may be other ways, even like showing up for the trial in the future that you could do for us. But right now we need money to pay our lawyer. We need money to start getting ready to have to actually go up there, and we'll have to be going back and forth, and it's not going to be cheap. Hotel rooms, gas, food, things like that. We need your help. And look, the Marxist, the Judeo-Bolsheviks, as we call them, they have no problems raising money. They are flush with money. The only way we can get money is from you. We don't have any fat cat corporate sponsors like they do. We don't have government to help them, to help us like they do. We have basically working people, common everyday working people, and certainly you're not common, but you know what I'm talking about. You're not part of the elite. And this is a battle between us. And Mike Tubbs and I are standing up for you. As Southern Nationalists, we are standing up for the traditions of the South and traditions of white people throughout the centuries. And we don't mind doing this. God has ordained this to happen, and we will gladly go up there and stand in the dock in this court and take whatever's coming to us. But we do need help, and this is how you can help. We have a website where you can get in touch with me. It's very simple, www.leagueofthesouth.com. We cannot take money through PayPal because they've shut us down because of who we are. So when you help us out, you have to do it the old-fashioned way. You can send us a money order, a check, cash, whatever. And we have an address posted on the website. We have a phone number that you can call. And I'll be glad to talk with you about what specifically you can do for us. But we cannot do this by ourselves. Mr. Tubbs and I have already put a lot of our own funds on the line. The League of the South has raised money from its members, and we don't have an endless supply of money. So we need help from you. And I can guarantee you this, we will not back down from these people. We will stand up, and if this comes, when I think it will, this trial, in the summer of 2020, it's going to be right in the middle of the presidential campaign season. And the left is going to use it to bash any traditionalist white whom they think, of course, is represented by Donald Trump. And, of course, he is one of us, but they think he is. We have an opportunity here to get our message of Southern and white nationalism out to the world. And let me say this to y'all. There is absolutely no antidote for liberal leftist globalism other than white and Southern nationalism. Everything else falls short. And I've been in this movement for a long, long time, and I speak with some degree of knowledge and authority on this. There is nothing short of nationalism for white people that's going to save our civilization. And if you think that's true, you ain't been watching things. Conservatism is dead. It has compromised. The alt-right has failed. There is only the hard right nationalist, and that's what we're standing for. That's who we are. So if you want to support a side that has a chance to win, we're your bet. And we are outnumbered, outgunned, outspent, out everything right now, except for one thing, and that is we have the truth on our side. And we are on the side of the true and living God.
Amen.
And if that's where we stand, we may lose a battle or two, folks, but we won't lose the war. Help us fight these battles, win or lose. Help us win this war, and you can do that by helping us in these court cases right now. Again, that's www.leagueofthesouth.com. com. And if you want to call me and bend my ear about whatever concerns you, the phone number's on the website, the email for the office. I'd be glad to talk with you, but please help us. We need it. We will fight, but we have to have the ammo to take the fight to the enemy. So please be generous.
People, I'd like to also add, pay close attention to Blood River Radio and Liberty News, because the very second that we learn from Dr. Hill, when he and our brother Michael Tubbs are being summoned into court, we're going to broadcast that out. And listen, we need as many people as can to show up. We need to pack that courtroom up there. We need to just overpower the courtroom if possible with our people. And it's going to be on a first come, first serve. That's what I understand. So please do what you can. If you can't give a lot of money, show up. The earlier you can make hotel reservations, the better you can get. You can 5-6 to a hotel room, sleep on the floor like I have, but we need you there desperately. These people, their very lives are in peril. And like I say, they are fighting for you. They're fighting for you and your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren. Dr. Hill's telling you the truth. The only antidote to this satanic bushelism is white nationalism. People, I hear the music. We're going to have to go to a commercial, and we'll come right back. We're going to bring more red-hot, relevant news to you and relevant commentary. It's vital to your survival as a white person. Be right back. Hang on to your seats.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
More Americans approve of the impeachment investigation into President Donald Trump than disapprove of it, though only about a third say the inquiry should be the top priority for Congress, according to a new poll from the Associated Press. If measured, support serves as a warning sign for Trump's White House and re-election campaign that have insisted pursuing impeachment would end up being a vulnerability for the Democrats heading into 2020. But the findings also present red flags for Democrats as well. Most people say House members are motivated mainly by politics rather than their duty as they investigate the Republican president's dealing with Ukraine and whether he abused his office or compromised national security when he tried to pressure the country to dig up dirt on a political rival. Overall, 47% said they support the impeachment inquiry, while 38% disapprove. This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
An economist is giving credit for a positive jobs report to the nation's central bank. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
The government report says the economy added around 128,000 jobs in October, when analysts were expecting to see about 100,000 even. The chief economist for KPMG, Constance Hunter, says she believes it's tied to the recent reductions in interest rates by the Fed.
The Fed seems to have been able to elongate the expansion, and these jobs numbers suggest that could go on for some time.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Joe Biden has raised $5.3 million through a surge of online contributions in October that rolled in after President Donald Trump launched unfounded attacks against the former vice president over his son's Ukraine dealings. The swell of cash came from 182,000 donations, with 28 being the average amount given, according to figures provided to the Associated Press. This is USA Radio News.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Well, people, we were right back. If you just, if you noticed, I'm sure you were tuned in. We had the one and only Dr. Michael Hill on PhD. He's got a brain. I mean, he's what they call a warrior poet. He's a warrior gentleman. He's a true gentleman. His life is in peril. Like you heard us say, him and Michael Tubbs, because they're the leader, head honchos of the League of the South. They're being dragged into federal court, into the gulag. And I'll tell you what, people, I can tell you flat out, I'm not tooting my own horn, but I was there. I was right there in Charlottesville at the Battle of Charlottesville, and I was never out of eyesight from those two gentlemen. Matter of fact, Michael Tubbs helped get a big piece of wood off of my foot. It was like a table or something that the guys dropped, and the Antifa charged, and it fell on my foot. Michael Tubbs helped me get that off of my foot that people were standing on. But I never saw them do anything violent. They took water bottles full of concrete, urine, feces, clubs. They took everything. They were sterling. Their character was sterling. They never bent. They never ran. They never failed to lead the people out of Charlottesville. They saved lives. Everything has been told about them from the federal government, from the great Satan, is nothing but a lie. And people, our next honored guest, reason that we came down here, is for this next gentleman we're bringing in. I'll let him introduce himself, but I'll let him tell all about it. And so we're here, Blood River, we're here just to help the League of the South get the message out. My brother, take it away. Tell him who you are. I'm not even going to tell him your name. I'm saving everything for you. Tell him your name, who you are, what organization you lead, anything you want. Fire away, Sean.
All right. Thank you, brother. And my name is Sean Winkler. The Mississippi State Chairman. This is a project we've been working on for a couple months now. And this morning we made it a great success. We went down to the Emmett Till sign, and we were able to not only get a good, successful photo op, but got to see how we all worked as a team. You know, the small group of us went down there. I mean, each person had their part. We made it very successful. And we sent a big message to not just the enemy when they said that they're not going to have white extremism, as they called us, in their community. But we also sent a powerful message to those that are wanting to come on board and be more active. We will never prevail just being on social media posting memes. We will never prevail just being here and there when we feel like we need to be. Sometimes just got to make sacrifices and come on out. And on that note, I thank you, brother, for you and Lee coming out. It's been great having y'all down here. I mean, everyone was excited because we're a little slow here in Mississippi. It takes us about 90 minutes to watch 60 minutes, and we normally don't get a lot of friends down here. So when we get friends coming down, especially the caliber of y'all, we get ecstatic. So we were great. It was great having y'all down here. And I sure hope everyone had enjoyed the seafood we had and the bratwurst. And, you know, I really like to go out of my way to make sure everybody has a good time. We have some folks down here from the National Socialist Liberation Front. We had some folks over here from the local Ku Klux Klan chapter. So that's is a good day of white unity. And we just really had a great time, and every bit of it was worth it. You know, going back to touching a little bit on the lawsuit. I've been blessed that I'm not mentioned in the lawsuit, of course, as an individual, but my very dear and close brothers are, and that's concerning enough. And, you know, we just had a great raffle. We called the numbers and stuff right before the show today, so I didn't even get the number of what we made on the raffle, but The money that was raised on that raft will be going to the League of the South defense legal defense funds, because the Lord knows that they're in desperate need of it. They, you know, I don't want to echo too much of Dr. Hill, but yes, they do. They, him and Michael Tubbs gets up there on the front lines, and they and when I say that, I mean that literally. They were literally on the front lines there in Charlottesville when the very first frozen bottle of frozen water struck one of our members, and when the very first pipe and baseball bat was swung at us first. We responded. Now we're the ones in a lawsuit. I feel that the best I can do is get people to help contribute, donate. And a brother donated a great item. It's a late 1930s edition of the Mein Kampf. English version is one of the first English editions that came into the U.S. So we raffled that off today, as well as some original Third Reich stamps that was donated just for that purpose. We also want to thank all the people that came out and was so generous today to help in that regard, too, that not even want to be involved in a raffle, just helping out with donations as soon as they heard legal defense funds, and they helped us out. So I honestly, you know, people ask me all the time, why join the League of the South? Well, my question is, why not? You know, why would you not join? We're extremely active. We went out there today and spit in the enemy's face, as well as got some publicity for our folk and for putting our name and a message out there. And we have some other future events planned. We got other things lined up coming in December and January. So it's really great all the way around. And you know, that's basically what I got going on down here, and what I really had to say as far as this specific event. I know that I know that anything that support we get, we're definitely grateful and appreciative for. And I just I want to emphasize just how ecstatic I am that people came down to visit us today, and especially you and Lee. We had people come over from Alabama and Tennessee and come out and see us. So that's really great.
The honor is ours, Sean. Sean, I have a question. Are you going to be able to sell any of these raffle tickets off over the internet? Can people buy them? Say Blood River Radio listeners, can they buy raffle tickets? How many are you going to sell for the books and for the stamps?
Well, the raffle was. Okay, the raffle was already completed for today.
Oh, okay.
On that one, but we have raffles come up periodically, and they can vary from anything, you know, Confederate items, National Socialist items, you know, just anything that's pro-white, we get out there. So that's but I'll definitely keep you all posted. You know, whatever raffles we have coming up in the future, we definitely are up for that, putting stuff up on the internet and such.
Bill, Sean mentioned that Lee Cochran came down here with me. I would like to put Lee Cochran on for just a minute. Lee and I have go back many, many years. He's having a lot of health problems right now. But, Lee, would you like to address the audience for just a minute?
Oh, yeah, guys. In case, you know, they need fund for the legal defense, and in case, you know, you might not have enough money, maybe y'all might inherit something from a rich aunt or uncle. Like, you say you inherit $100,000. I'm sure the league won't mind $5,000 of that, or a few thousand, because that's one way. And think of them in your will, in your will, I guess, too. And everybody's for free speech, and you know, we just got a lot of things on our minds, and we're, you know, the media is not going to tell the truth about Charlottesville. It's just. The judges aren't going. They're going to give them a raw deal. I just hope they're not arrested in Charlottesville. So please give all you can, and ask your friends to give as much as they can, because, you know, lawyers aren't cheap, and to get a good one, I'm sure they're not cheap. But we got to help people that are suffering from oppression, unfortunately, from our government, and they're fighting. They're fighting for us, and they're fighting for humanity. And because, we just got to get, you know, they'll do it to try to embarrass Trump. But Trump is not a white nationalist. But we got to help these people somehow have a cook-off for them, or have a bake sale to raise. These guys are honest people getting railroaded for no good reason. This is like communism. This is just a bunch of communist globalists. I'm afraid probably Zionists are behind this. There's a Zionist behind every evil thing. I'm sorry to say that. Like Zionism is a 900-pound gorilla in the room. Nobody wants to talk about it or nothing. I know Red China is bad and maybe Russia, but we just got to, we want peace and brotherhood, but, you know, we can't get screwed, let people screw us all the time. Yeah, you know, we just got to, you know, we got to stand up for justice and don't let all these people intimidate us. Okay. Anything you want to say? Yeah. Oh, let me say something about Eddie. Eddie is really brave. In Memphis, he was the only one that showed up to stand against eight goon squads that come out against Bellevue Baptist and told him to get off. He was on private property, and they told him to scram or they're going to, you know, hurt him or tase him. But, he stood his ground as much as he can. I think y'all need to understand that. Okay.
People will go into a break right before you come right back. I'm going to go to a quick rant, and we'll turn it a little rant there. I'm going to turn it back over to Sean. And Ike Baker is going to be coming on at about 5 o'clock. And Sean is going to run the rest of this show, people. So hang on to your seat. Hang on, people. We'll be right back.
Kosher. Certified. Put the two words together to get co-certified, which is spelled with an S-E-H instead of just S-H. It's the right way to spell this, the German way, and it made it easier to trademark. Now, did I tell you that the letters S-C-H still make the shh sound, as in all those American food producers saying, shh, let's keep it really quiet that our product is kosher certified. Think about it. Nearly one century of kosher certification, and hardly anyone outside exclusive observers knows that most packaged food and kitchen products are literally certified by religious intermediaries. Well, because you, consumer, are indirectly paying for this, the Kosherified app is here to make kosher certification awareness an inclusive matter for people of all faiths and identities. And it even boasts a unique database of products not kosher certified. We call that NKC. Start memeing it. It's fun. NKC, not kosher certified. Now, to confuse our audience even more, we put a question mark at the end of our name, and that really cinched our trademark approval. It relates to the website where you can begin your new shopping behavior, thekosherquestion.com.
Hey, this is Matt from Blood River Radio. Blood River Radio is your voice to save our land, our people, and our future. We propose Christian solutions to an anti-Christian assault on our bloodlines. We love what we do, but we cannot do it without your help. The annual operating cost of Blood River Radio is more than even a team of people should bear alone. With your donation, we can take the fight to our enemies and hold our own people accountable for their treachery against us. Please go to our website, www.bloodriverradio.com, and find a way to help us that is suitable for you. We are thankful for any cash, check, or money orders we get. We also appreciate your correspondence or letters of encouragement. Once again, please help, and thank you for joining the fight.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Well, people, my day's been made. Lee's day's been made. I'm going to go to a quick rant to answer some of our detractors for the last week and in the month before that. I've been told that our show, with some people, with some little 30-year-olds, that our show, we're too hot. We shouldn't bring up stuff like we do. For instance, if you go to our website and look, I said, we're going to debunk all the lies, the anti-white, anti-Christian lies that have been told about us for years and years and years. They're lies that have been used. They've been taught to our children, our grandchildren, and they're like clubs to beat them over the head. One of them is the First World War, the lies about the First World War, the lies about the Second World War, the lies told about the German people, the lies told about the German army, the lies told about the Nazi party, the lies told about the Klan, the lies told about the Southerners every day, the lies told about the Confederate soldiers. It goes on and on and on. Well, let me tell you about this. You precious little 30-year-old millennial arrowheads that I've talked to, or talked to one last week. Let me tell you what. Maybe when I get to be as old as you are, I'm only 72 and a half years old. Maybe when I live another 30 or 40 years and get to be as old as you, 30-year-old airhead, maybe I will have the wisdom you have. Maybe so. Maybe that. And you've been told the stuff we talk about is depressing. It depresses you. It messes up your little gluten-free bread that you eat in the morning and your little caffeine-free lattes. You know, never mind. So since you told me that, I call our little buddy Daniel Borden, who was arrested in Charlottesville at 18 years old. He'll be rotting in jail probably for another 68 years. Jacob Goodwin, 20 years old when he was arrested in Charlottesville. And you know why they were arrested? Fighting for your stinking rights. People, these are guys, you couldn't carry their dirty underwear. They're in prison because they were there trying to keep the Lee statue from being destroyed while you sat home and eating, like I said, eating your gluten-free cupcakes and drinking your latte, you know, and lecturing to people like that they're too overboard, you know. And, oh, you know what? We'll quit talking about the 2-year-olds and the 80-year-olds that are being raped to death in South Africa. We'll stop talking about that. We'll stop talking about the hate, the genocide that went on in Haiti. Because, after all, it's depressing. It's upsetting. And we might turn these other little fence-setting lightweights off. Well, you know what? You've heard me say it, but I'm getting ready to wind this up. Also, we can't talk about Dr. Hill fighting for his life in federal court. He didn't do a damn thing. I was there. He never threw one punch. He was there standing like a man. He did it for you and your children and your grandchildren. But we can't talk about that either because it might upset you. It might turn away some of these little lightweights. And I'm just saying lightweights because I can't use stronger language. That'll get us kicked off the air. But you know what? I'll just say this. I despise people like you, you cowardless, gutless people. You can't stand up for your own people and your own race. I'm going to tell you something else. Any of you 30-year-olds out there listening, I've been kind to you in the past, but don't lecture me again about the way I'm doing things because I'm damn sure not going to be too kind to you from now on. I'm going to show you what a 72-and-a-half-year-old man can do when you get him riled up. Now I'm shutting up. Back to you, Sean, my brother.
Thank you, Eddie. And, you know, you said a lot in just a short little rant because my feelings are very mutual. But, you know, I hear it all the time. And sometimes it's people from all ages. It isn't just a certain age group. I mean, you hear it all. You hear that, you know, we have a beef with you guys. You know, how come this is still happening in society? How come this is happening? Well, you know, we could probably use a little help. We are a volunteer basis. It's called put an application in, come in, be a part of us and be a bigger voice. And, you know, that's the big objective of being involved in an organization, whatever organization you choose. Maybe League of the South maybe is not exactly for you, but whatever your local support group, group is, get in there and support it, you know, and anything that's pro-white, get out there, support that's on the right track. Because I tell you, and I want to touch on this subject since I know your radio show's found off this principle is the South Africa issues. Well, what's happened in South Africa, I like to say, is coming here, but let's just face it, it's already here. It just may not be to the level that is there from the government perspective yet, but it's definitely on that level as far as some of the local governments, the city governments. You now cannot speak out against Israel, or you're going to be called a criminal and maybe go to jail. We don't know what's going to even happen with Dr. Hill and Michael Tubbs coming up here in this lawsuit. It could be something that goes from a class action to a criminal. We don't know. In these Mickey Mouse courts and this Mickey Mouse system, you just don't know what their next tricks are up their sleeve. They have unlimited funds coming in. They have unlimited resources to come out to attack us if we try to do anything on the streets under what we like to call free speech, if that even exists anymore. But they come out there, they'll send out their militant communists and the militant Negroes of the Black Panther Party. And, we definitely don't get sympathy from any of them. In fact, we get attacked. I speak of this as a 25-year activist for the cause, and I haven't been through a whole bunch of groups. I'm not a group jumper. I stay loyal to what I can. But, it's really, at the end of the day, it's your uniform is your skin color and your culture and your heritage. We all share of European descent, Anglo-Saxons. We got to be out here working together. Like I said, that's one thing that I was very impressed with seeing here today in Mississippi. When I've seen some different people from different groups, different backgrounds, and nobody was fighting or bickering amongst each other, but we did all have a primary focus on the same goal, and that's working forward for a better future for us. And that's exactly what we need to see. It's exactly what we need to be needs to be taking place. There is a very, very severe epidemic in this country that we need to face as a people. It's not just about the North and the South. Many people, when they hear League of the South, they think that we're just only pro-Southern states, and that's absolutely it. No, that's not it. We look out for all of our people. We know that people in the North, and even we hear from brothers and sisters as far as Canada. In fact, League of the South has a small little crew starting now, and speaking of which, we're in South Africa. So we're really moving and making progress. But I just think that this is a something that we all need to work on as a not just organizational perspectives, but as a people. And I hear just about every excuse that one can think of to why people don't come out on the streets. You aren't going to solve anything sitting in your house talking on a phone. You won't solve anything ranting and raving on a meme or getting on a video, just a little video chat. You got to be out there doing something. And I know, Eddie, like you just pointed out here at the beginning of your show, you and Lee have been making some miles on their open road. And you guys have kind of been like a little ping pong ball here. You've been going around to here, there, and everywhere. I just know whenever I go out on a road expedition, I think I'm going to just come and bounce into you because who knows where you're going to show up and where I might show up, you know.
You know, Lee has been with me every foot of the way. Lee ferries me places when I don't have money, like when my truck's in the shop and stuff, like it's giving me some trouble lately. I'd like to give my just dues to my loyal co-host. I've known Lee Cochran for years and years and years, and he's had a lot of health problems. We won't go over the air, but you're so right. I'd like to give him just due, Sean. And, Sean, it's our honor being here for you, brother.
Absolutely. And the feeling's mutual. I think that, I think here eventually, we were talking about this earlier today and this morning, and some of us were just kind of gathering around and chatting. And there's an awakening happening amongst the whites in this country. And you're starting to see it little by little. You're hearing more and more talks of civil war. What that civil war actually means, we don't know yet.
Sean, I'd like to interject here just a second. People, before you start saying we're a bunch of Klansmen and racists and stuff, which, I'm a Klansman at heart. But if you only knew what the Klan really stood for. But let me tell you what. I've heard people say, well, race doesn't mean anything. I don't even think about race. Well, let me tell you what, the hardcore truth people, listen, I'm telling you, it took me a while to come around. They do. Our enemies do think about race. The whole thing is race. And you know what? It's a satanic hatred, Sean. The Satan hates white Christian people. That's who he's after. If you want to say who's being attacked by the media, by the press, by the universities, everybody in the street, everywhere, like Sean said today, our guys can't even go in the street without being attacked. They're after you, people. And after they come get up, don't think that being a member of the NAACP or the member of your local liberal bait club, that's not going to help you. When it hits the fan, if you don't believe me, look what's going on in South Africa. Sean, back to you.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Eddie. And that's the point that I was striking home on. And I think if just us handful here can see this, the handful of us here, surely the society as a whole. Surely, if a handful of us here see this, then surely society as a whole has to see this. And, you know, and I think, like I said, people are talking a little more and more about civil war. Sometimes it's the pro-Trump people talking. And here lately, we're hearing the black community talking this. So for those of you, again, that thinks this is not a race issue, it is a race issue. It's not whites being racist. It's the blacks being racist. It's the Mexicans being racist. It's racism is more just one-way street, and it's about ready to hit a boiling point.
Well, people, you hear the music coming. We're getting ready to transition to the first hour. When we come back, we're going to bring Ike Baker on. He's the operations officer for the League of the South, and we're turning in the rest of the program over to Sean. Sean is running it because we're down here at the Super Bowl, I speak. So anyway, Sean and Ike's going to come in, and there's another fellow I'm going to interview from the League of the South when we come back. So hang on to your seat, people. It's kind of a long break. Just go ahead and use the bathroom, get coffee, whatever you need.